This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Pella Corporation, Van Manen, Seedstra, Meyer & Nickel, the Knoxville Raceway, and Iowa State Savings Bank. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County Morning, Midday, and Evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, the Knoxville Hy-Vee, Motor & Auto Group, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, and Twin Cedar School District. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What do we need to know about Social Security and retirement? In the seventh part of a two-week program on health and wealth, let's go in-depth with Micah Spolstra and Stephanie Rosa with Scurring and Uttermark, CPA. So, Micah, what's involved in a good retirement plan?
So a good retirement plan takes a look at all different aspects of your financial situation. You're looking at all of your investment accounts combined. You're looking at Social Security and how that plays into it. You're looking at any fixed income you might have, like annuities, or if you work for the school system, like IPERS. And so a good retirement plan just kind of fixates on every aspect.
And a good retirement plan is best pulled together when you're a young person, I presume, and you just start off your first job. Ideally, you just go right into it right then. You get somebody that knows what they're doing and helps you prepare for your senior wonder years.
Yeah, ideally, you'd start young, and especially since if you start saving early, time is on your side, and that's really key with growing investments is time. And so it's best just to start early with a financial advisor and just start down that financial pathway, just looking at goals, not only retirement goals in that case, but also goals 5 years out, 10 years out, kind of focusing on those goals as well.
And then towards the end of our careers, we need to be thinking about Social Security.
Yep, exactly. And that can be a part of the tax planning strategies as well. If you maybe have your own business and you're paying yourself wages, you might not want to pay yourself as much wages, but as far as Social Security, you might actually change your mind and you would want to pay yourself wages so that you would have higher Social Security earnings and then you have more potential at what Social Security benefits you can get when you retire.
I see. So let's say by the time you get in your mid-30s, say you're a successful entrepreneur, you've got your own business, you started paying yourself a lower salary just to keep the business going, but maybe that's a mistake with respect to your retirement, because the more you pay yourself, the more you put in Social Security? Or am I just making this all up?
No, the more that you pay into Social Security up to certain limits, so every year the limit changes, I think it's around 118 to 120,000 right now. And so anything that you do over that won't count, but up to that amount, then you're paying in the full maximum amount of Social Security, and then your benefits go up dependent on how many years you've paid those high amounts.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by KNX Fitness, Westridge Specialty Care, Pella Regional Health Center, and Great Western Bank in Sully. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County Morning, Midday, and Evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Good Samaritan Society of Indianola, Golay Heating and Cooling, Precision Chiropractic, and Two Rivers Cooperative.
I continued my conversation about Social Security and retirement with Micah Spolstra and Stephanie Rosa with Scurring and Uttermark. So it's best to maximize what you're paying Social Security. Social Security will give me a better return than, say, another investment vehicle?
Social Security, if you wait until you are full retirement age, which is between 66 and 67, depending on what year you're born, it's going up to 67 right now. And then it does grow until age 70, and it can grow up to 8% every year. So those are really big increases.
And a good return, but we've got it based upon the current political environment. We need to be careful watching that, don't we?
Yep, and lots of people are concerned about if Social Security will always continue, and a lot of the things that I read say that Social Security is so big that the government will bail it out. It's a matter of how exactly they do it, and it could change the payments, but for right now, we're encouraging people to pay in and get the benefit.
Well, that's encouraging, and but the younger you are, the more you have to worry about it, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, exactly.
I'm pretty much assured of getting it where
right.
you younger people want to be careful. And so this is where a good investment advisor helps, all right? And so we hear a lot about individual retirement accounts. What are those? Can you tell us about those, what we should be doing?
So an individual retirement account is either going to be a tax-free investment when you take it. It's going to be tax-free when you take it out, like a Roth IRA. Or a traditional IRA, you're going to be taxed at your normal tax rate when you take the money out. And so a big part of our retirement plan is really focusing on doing a tax-advantaged distribution strategy of your investments. And so when you retire, a big question might be, do you want to start pulling money out of those IRAs, your 401k, or just your normal taxable accounts? And so what we do is we really focus on what's the best way from a tax advantage standpoint to draw from those resources.
Okay, so because I might have a variety of vehicles and one might be in my best interest rather than maybe if I think, oh, I've got the most in this, maybe I should tap that, but for tax purposes, maybe not?
Yeah, for tax purposes, we can actually see in really some incredible savings based on just playing with the tax brackets and playing with the tax code on where you're pulling your investments from.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Leighton State Bank, Mahaska Bottling, Jim Hicks and Barry Griffith, and Marion County Bank. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@caniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, the Pella Indoor Pool, Kevin Wadley, CPA, Jill Veenstra with the Pella Realty Group, and Edward Jones Financial Advisors Scott Van Tassel and Lee Curry.
I continued my conversation about Social Security and retirement with Micah Spolstra and Stephanie Rosa with Skuring and Utermarkt. You're looking at what we might have in stocks and bonds too, is that part of it as well?
So definitely stocks and bonds can play part of it because they're both taxed at different rates and they're taxed differently. And so that can also play an important factor into where you're deciding to draw your money from.
Okay, so it's interesting. You're viewing it from the tax perspective where your investment advisor might be looking at it mainly from return on investment, but really you need both.
Yeah, I would say that having both of those things is incredibly important. And really with the way tax rates are, you could maybe make 1% or 2% more on your investments, and you could actually be losing out on that because of taxes. And so you might actually be upside down, even though you think you're having higher returns. When you go to pay taxes, you might lose all those returns you thought you had.
Well, for some people, Social Security is really important in the sense that, let's just say you had a good, successful career, but you didn't make a lot of money, couldn't invest a lot in, IRAs, you've got a little bit set aside, savings, whatever, but you've been counting on Social Security to help you out. And so that's when we really might need some advice. Do I want to take it at 63 or wait until I'm 70? How do you figure that stuff out?
Right, that's something that we look into and try and figure out at what age is best for you. And that can be dependent on maybe early on in your life, if you have earned a lot of wages, it you could still make more money if you worked at 63, 64. You'd still make that salary, but your Social Security might not go up. So if you wanted to actually retire, it might make sense for you. If you can make it cash flow-wise, your retirement benefit from Social Security may not go up any. So that's kind of what we look at, is figuring out if you work a couple more years, if that's going to make a big benefit for you to have a higher Social Security, or if it's just going to mostly stay the same. And then figuring out at what point that is, it's best for you to take your Social Security. It can be dependent on your lifetime expectancy. We can kind of look at, you know, what you're expecting, dependent on your family lines, and if you've got parents that live forever, maybe you'll live forever too. And obviously we don't know that, but it's something that we can kind of take into consideration, if you should draw earlier or later. And we can look at if you may think that right now you would prefer to wait, but if you actually could retire now, you would like to go and travel and do all those exciting things that maybe you wouldn't have quite as much money for your whole lifetime, but when you're getting older, maybe you don't care so much that you have as much coming out of Social Security.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Midwest One Bank, Edward Jones Financial Advisors Justin Madsen and John Krogstad, RJ Performance of Ottumwa, and Marion County Public Health. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Crossroads Appella, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Skuring and Utermarkt, and iHealth Solutions.
I continued my conversation about Social Security and retirement with Micah Spolstra and Stephanie Rosa with Skuring and Utermarkt. So if mom and dad and grandpa and grandmas on both sides all lived into their 90s, I might want to keep working till 70 or beyond.
Right, right. And that would just, the longer that you live, obviously, the more that you're going to get. And so it's just a matter of trying to make a guess of when you're going to live till, and figuring out if you can make it past the break-even point of when going earlier is better or when going later is better.
Now, this is sort of like crystal ball stuff, but can you tell me when the break-even point is? Maybe there's actuarial studies or something?
It usually ends up being around the 70 to 75 age range. It just kind of depends on exactly how much you had in Social Security, how much you had for earnings, and how long your life expectancy is. Some people, if they have a really short life expectancy, then it breaks earlier as to when it was better to go wait longer, start earlier.
Well, if you start taking it earlier, say 63, you can start, right? Is that right?
You can start at 62.
62
in 1 month.
62 in 1 month, but you get a penalty or something, right? You don't get your full Social
Security. You do not get your full retirement benefits, no. And there are some solutions right now where if you were born before January 1 of 1954 and your spouse is drawing, you can actually draw off your spouse and allow yours to vest, but that stops for anybody who is younger than being born in 1954. So that's just, there's just a golden range of people that can actually do that special situation.
Before January 1st, 1954?
Yep.
So I was born January 10th, 1954. I don't make it.
Sorry, Charlie.
Well, you know what? I had no idea. I mean, so we need to know.
Yeah, there are a lot of different variations to Social Security and a lot of different scenarios of drawing off your spouse's, drawing off your own. If you happen to be divorced but you were married to your spouse for 10 years, you can actually draw off your ex-spouse if you aren't married anymore. So lots of people don't know that.
Oh, draw off your ex-spouse?
Your ex-spouse, yes.
Wow. There's all kinds of things I could say here that I'm not going to. But I mean, yeah, okay, so, wow. And probably based upon, you know, retirement age being 65 or 66, whatever it is now, that could really help some women. I mean, based upon what we, how society was and women not working, this might help them.
Exactly.
When they've sacrificed to raise the family and kids and they've been divorced and now they could tap into that.
Exactly. Yep.
All right. We aren't going to go into detail about that, but it's important for people to know. And that's the kind of discussion that you have privately with people.
Exactly. Yep.
Without talking to tax professionals, we're just sort of, we could be lost. I mean, some people are good at it, but it will certainly pay for the vast majority of us to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
All right, so I walk in, I say, hey, I'm going to retire, or you know, I'm 30 years from retirement. You can help everybody, you think?
Yeah, our plan can help everybody. If you're thinking about retirement and you want to know, do I have enough assets to retire? Am I going to be able to live through retirement and live with the lifestyle I desire in retirement? We can help those people. We can definitely help you if you're younger and you're just starting to enter. You're thinking about how much should I be saving for retirement? Every single year, we can kind of start looking at that. And we can also help you with other financial goals, such as saving for your children's college, saving to buy a house, or just any large purchases that you have. We can help you navigate on how to best reach those goals.
Thanks to Michael Spoolstra and Stephanie Rosa for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.